N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Hello and welcome back to the N10 show after a week's holiday. On the show today, we hear about Give a Car, the scheme that makes a donation of your scrapped car.
Someone will give us a call or fill in our web form saying that they want to donate an unwanted or old car, then go and pick it up in a couple of days and then scrap it, auction it, and then the money goes directly to the charity of the donor's choice.
Studying medicine, not necessarily the path to becoming a doctor.
I went through quite a long period of wondering if medicine was the right career path for me about halfway through the course. After starting on the hospital wards, I really enjoyed it for the first maybe 4 or 5 months and then started finding it a bit of a chore because it's a very self-directed course.
And this weekend, get yourself up to Fry and Barnet Road for the opening of Boyden's Kitchen.
Passionate about pastry and bread. So we're going to do old-fashioned things, Chelsea buns, Eccles cakes. But we do some more sort of modern, up-to-date things as well. We've got a courgette and lime cake that's really nice, a bit different. Chocolate and beetroot brownies, they always go down really well.
You're listening to the N10 show with me, LJ. So we start this week with a fantastic scheme that I hadn't heard of before, which scraps your car for you and gives the money to a charity of your choice. One of the charities that the Give a Car scheme supports is the North London Hospice.
I'm Charlotte Burns and I work at Give a Car. We've raised over £500,000 at the moment for over 600 charities. And we're well on our way to raising £1 million. And so what happens is someone will give us a call or fill in our web form saying that they want to donate an unwanted or old car. We'll figure out whether it's worth auctioning it or whether we'll just scrap it for metal, whatever the best value comes from. Then go and pick it up in a couple of days and then scrap it, auction it, and then the money goes directly to the charity of the donor's choice.
I'm Judy Guy, and I'm the fundraising manager and legacy officer for North London Hospice. We are the hospice for the London boroughs of Barnet, Enfield, and Haringey, and we share Haringey with the Marie Curie Hospice as well. And we provide end-of-life palliative care for those residents. We unfortunately cost about £6.5 million a year to run, and we get 23% funding from the government. The rest is raised from voluntary donations, which can be anything from somebody having a coffee morning and raising £40 through to a volunteer-led event, which is the Big Fun Walk, which raises £130,000, and all stations in between. We also rely very heavily on legacies and any kind of voluntary donation. People donate the flowers from funerals. They donate their cars now. I'm £13,000 down every day. The inpatient unit is either respite care or end-of-life care. The hospice caters for people 19 and above.
Go onto our website, giveacar.co.uk, and that's Give a Car, sort of, all one word. You have a little look at the charities we support. You know, North London Hospice is a wonderful one. And then there's a little form on there you can fill out, and that'll come straight to us, and then we'll give you a call the next day to ask you some questions. So you can call us directly.
That was Charlotte Burns from Give a Car and Judy Guy from the North London Hospice. Let's move on now to medicine and a young student from Crouch End who is just about to graduate after 6 long years of studying. His plans, though, are not to use his degree to become a doctor.
The medical degrees at Oxford and Cambridge are split so that the academic, scientific side of things are taught in the first 3 years, and then you go out onto the hospital wards in the second 3 years. And that's also the case at some of the medical schools in London. So it just works out that you're able to transfer between the different medical schools after your third year. I'd always wanted to live in London, so I made the decision to come here.
So it's 6 years, is it?
Yeah, 6 years in total.
And you have specialised by now, or what?
No, we have to study all aspects of medicine and surgery, and then we become a junior doctor. As a junior doctor, you do different rotations and different specialties. At the end of the 2-year foundation programme, you then make a decision what you specialise in, and then there's more training in the specialty. In about 5 years' time, you're qualified as a general practitioner or an obstetrician or whatever you choose to be.
And at what point do you start getting paid?
Next year. After the 6 years of medical school, you start getting paid as a foundation junior doctor.
And do you mind me asking, how have you funded yourself?
Yep, I'm funded by the Student Loans Company. I've done part-time work at doctor surgeries, doing secretarial work as well in the holidays.
And so, estimating how much in debt do you think that you're going to start your career at?
I've done 6 years, averaging something like £7,000 to £8,000 of debt a year. So I'll be graduating with between £25,000 and £30,000 of debt.
I mean, how do you feel about it? I mean, is it sort of just a theoretical sum? I mean, can you sort of get your head around that? I mean, or do you just sort of put it back? I mean, how do you predict it? Does it make you sweat at night? Or
I choose not to think about it. Just assume that it will eventually be paid off. There's the comfort of knowing that it's, you only start paying back when you earn over a certain amount. But yeah, I choose not to think about it.
And how have you kept yourself motivated? Because obviously 6 years is a long time. I mean, you know, have you gone through periods where you've thought, I don't know what I'm doing, or?
Yeah, I think most medical students do at some point in the 6 years. I went through quite a long period of wondering if medicine was the right career path for me about halfway through the course. After starting on the hospital wards, I really enjoyed it for the first maybe 4 or 5 months, and then started finding it a bit of a chore because it's a very self-directed course. So sometimes found it a bit harder to kind of motivate myself, and then I was looking to different career options and found careers in academic medicine, so doing medical research after the degree instead of going straight to being a junior doctor in a hospital. So that's a path that I'm taking, is academic medicine. It's a lifestyle that suits me a lot better. It allows me to pursue other hobbies.
What will it involve?
So it will involve working in a laboratory for usually 3 years, sometimes 4 years, and you're given a problem that you want to try and find the answer to that no one has found the answer to. So one example of a project that I could do is looking at cystic fibrosis. Kind of the fault in cystic fibrosis is there's a gene that's gone wrong, and what we hope is that we can go into the genetic information in the cells and switch the mistake off so that the normal lung function is restored in children or adults with cystic fibrosis. It's probably quite a long way off, but it would be looking at the early stages of that. How do we do it? How do we change genetic information? I still feel that I could go and become a doctor in August and enjoy it and hopefully, you know, be a good doctor and help patients. I think my problem was that I had a lot of other things that I like doing, and balancing that and being a junior doctor is very difficult. But the fantastic thing about medicine is that it's a very broad area. There's so much that you can do with a medical degree. There's lots of things that you can do after graduating. It's not just be a GP or not. There's many different things that you can do with it.
That was Mike Paul Smith. Mike also plays in the band Down for the Count, which some of you may have heard from Twitter. And we'll be hearing again from Mike in a couple of weeks, as his band is playing at the opening of the Crouch End Arts Festival, which is at the beginning of May. So more from him later. And finally, what's on? Well, if you're looking for something tasty this weekend and somewhere comfortable to hang out, why not head up to the opening of a new cafe on Fry and Barnett Road?
The idea behind it sort of came from our love of just sitting around the kitchen, eating, socialising, reading the Sunday papers, and we want to bring that element to New Southgate, really. So it's a very open-plan kitchen, and it's just very old-fashioned looking. We've got a bare concrete floor, we've got open units, freestanding units, very sort of plain colours, because we're going to be exhibiting some artwork and things, local residents' artwork, crafts. So we kept it very basic. Myself and Anna, we've been together about 3 years now, and we've got a little boy called Finley. I've worked in catering 15 years, from a whole range of things, really. Worked in fine dine restaurants, as far as Michael Mina in San Francisco. I've worked in the northeast, all around the northeast, in lots of gastro pubs, and McCoy's in Newcastle. And I've worked in corporate catering, and Anna worked in the city before having Finley. Anna's really passionate about her haberdashery, and there's going to be a section at the back sort of dedicated to haberdashery. Anna's numbers and figures, and she's the brains. I'm the cook. I'm passionate about pastry and bread. So we're going to do old-fashioned things, Chelsea buns, Eccles cakes. But we do some more sort of modern, up-to-date things as well. We've got a courgette and lime cake that's really nice, a bit different. Chocolate and beetroot brownies, they always go down really well. So we're going to do one sort of special cupcake per week, lemon meringue cupcakes, and we do a Black Forest gateau cupcake, which is just a mini version of the real thing, and they're fantastic. We're opening this Saturday, the 7th of April, and we're going to be opening at 10 o'clock. We're going to be doing our boards, we do a ploughman's board, which is very traditional ploughman's. We're doing a seafood board, and we're also doing a sort of meat platter, lovely pressed sandwiches, and some nice salads. And there'll always be a quiche on as well. Then Sunday, we're doing American-style pancakes, maple syrup, soft-boiled eggs and soldiers. Everything you'd have at home, but without the washing up, really.
That was Chef Ben Harrison. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Charlotte, Judy, Mike and Ben. We're back as usual next week, so if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can log on to n10show.com or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.